Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Gugs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Top of the morning. Now, a few weeks ago on your show, I was listening and heard that ArcelorMittal would be closing down their Newcastle plant. Now, it seems like the financial woes continue for them.
Exactly. You're quite right. This is a story that we've been following on now for weeks on end with ArcelorMittal, really peeling back at the many layers that impact the business. We know that it's potentially facing the closure of its steel plants, largely in places like Vanderbijlpark as well as Newcastle, and the economic effects that do impact the businesses that are aligned to them, the places and the environments and municipalities that they have exposure to, and the potential job losses, which are way more than 3,400, as they've reported. Well, yesterday they published a trading update, and this is what listed companies have to do just in order to guide the market and investors on the prospects of their profits, either being above a 20% increase or below a 20% increase. What they highlighted here is that their profits are in even worse conditions than what we had anticipated, highlighting that their headline earnings per share, which is known as a profit of measure of profit, is expected to decline between at least 165% and 174%, essentially highlighting that the losses that we had anticipated initially are a lot more substantial than what we had initially thought. As we know, there's a number of factors that are impacting the business, from the cheap Chinese imports that are coming in because of low tariffs, but also the fact that we've had low levels of power supply over the last few years that has slowly led to a decline of the operational efficiencies. And as the numbers do mention, a lack of profitability and maintenance of the infrastructure to adapt to low carbon emissions and be viable in terms of the manufacturing options. What raises concerns here, Saul, is that we are aware that government and a few other organizations have been reportedly raising funding, about R1 billion, to help the company out. But it doesn't seem as though there's any prospects that they'll likely take this on. And even if they do, there'll be a lot of stern and tough questions that they'll still have to respond to.
Yeah, man. Now, We Buy Cars, I think we've seen We Buy Cars grow. I mean, they've got branches all over, and then they bought the Dome. So I'm not quite surprised that they're on track to dominate the used car sales market in South Africa.
This one is very interesting because it's just less than a year that they actually listed, but they have seen a resounding level of opportunity, growth and success. You might recall that they were unbundled from Transaction Capital at the time because the business actually showed a greater level of resilience than the other operations. So it has been reported that they are looking to dominate the used car market in South Africa, specifically when it comes to Chinese brands. Now, you've heard us discuss the likes of Omoda, Jayco, Haval, and a few others that actually want to enter the South African market. And it seems as though that's a market that they do want to essentially dominate just in terms of used car sales in South Africa, but they're also expanding their footprint. Outside of the Dome, they also have, remote and third-party sellers that are largely based within supermarkets. And if you take a look at what they have done, it's typically at strip malls or shopping centers where there's a little place that's called where We Buy Cars, and there'll be a thorough assessment that will be done on your vehicle there. That just enhances their base to actually reach more people in different cities to actually be able to get an assessment, log it online, and then process the sale or purchase of the vehicle through their system. So far, they've mentioned that they've bought sites all the way from Pretoria to Pietermaritzburg and are really looking to beef up on making a profit in terms of vehicle sales in South Africa.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed those pop-up things is that We Buy Cars at malls. They've got one in Alberton, Newmarket Mall, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah, I've definitely seen those. Now, let's talk about markets. What are those looking like?
Yesterday caused a lot of anxiety for market participants, and a lot of it had to do with Donald Trump, not only because of the back and forth that he's mentioned in terms of triggering the trade war between Canada and Mexico specifically, but even calling South Africa out in terms of our land reforms. And that also led to an interesting back and forth between Elon Musk and members of the presidency, including ministers here at the mining in Durban. But the markets will open up at 85,490 points for the JSE All Share Index. Against the dollar, we're still standing fairly firm despite the threat of breaching the 19 mark. We're trading at 18.79 to the greenback. To the pound sterling, we're at 23.30, and against the euro at 19.34.
Thank you so much, Gurg. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.